Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. The U.S. men's and women's national soccer teams ratified two new collective bargaining agreements. The men have been operating under an agreement that expired in 2018, and the women's agreement expired in 2021. A lot of things came out of this, but the headline is equality, particularly the equality in World Cup bonuses. This is massive because the money pool is massively different for men's and women's World Cup tournaments. I mean, the numbers just bear that out. I'm talking multiples. It's not like, oh, 30 million and 60 million. It's more like 400 million for the men's in the 2022 World Cup and 60 million for the women's in the 2023 World Cup in Australia. So let that sink in for a second. These new CBAs will allow the two unions to split 90% of the World Cup bonuses in the next 2 years. And then the next cycle, 2026-2027, they'll split 80%. So let's take a pause right there. What's the state of the union? Well, the men are coming off of a pretty remarkable past year where they qualified for the World Cup in a triumphant manner, recently winning the Gold Cup final. The U.S. men's national team also has some top-tier talent right now, not just in the MLS. I'm talking about like in the world, period. Christian Pulisic, who's one of the faces of America abroad in the Premier League, plays for Chelsea. Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, and then just recently, Malik Tillman said he wanted to play for the U.S. over Germany. And he's one of, this is what Bayern Munich, he plays for Bayern Munich. He's a 19-year-old talent. And this is what the manager said. He called him a top quality young striker, end quote. So this is starting to get interesting. This is like, this is the upside for the men's national team right now is extremely high. And then the women's national team has been the paragon of excellence for a very long time. I'm talking decades. They're one of the best teams in the world. Why are we talking about this right now? And you see it in other industries too, but if someone is doing something and they're winning a lot, generally speaking, people are going to be like, hey, what are they doing? And can we copy? When you see the women's national team being as dominant as they've been, and then the recent rise of the men's national team, plus this historic equal pay initiative in these CBAs on the game's biggest stage, the World Cup, other nations are going to pay attention. And as long as the U.S. keep winning on both sides, men's and women's, then other nations are going to follow. That's how sports work. People just want to follow the leader in that sense. So the U.S. is actually perfectly positioned to take the lead globally on this, which is very exciting. It's extremely exciting. Another thing briefly that is interesting to note is that the women's team is now following a similar structure as the men's team. It's this pay-for-play structure, which means that there are going to be some players who no longer have guaranteed salaries on the women's national team. This is an interesting vote of confidence by the women's national team, because what that means in theory then is that they feel more comfortable taking on risk, that their players actually have more opportunities to play the game professionally, either here domestically or abroad, where they can not, they don't have to guarantee the salary for the national team. So that's an interesting how you, it depends on how you read that. But one way to read it is that the growth of the professional game for women is promising. And this is all in the backdrop, actually, of a $22 million settlement where the USSF agreed to pay the women's national team $22 million, an additional $2 million to help players with their endeavors after their playing career. So that's another caveat. That's the backdrop of this, the women's national team now moving to a pay-to-play structure similar to the men's. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.